dedicated to the survival of American democracy in an increasingly dangerous world, this is Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney, acted as Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Policy under President Ronald Reagan, founder and president of the Center for Security Policy in Washington, D.C., the go-to man for defense and foreign policy issues, joined by the greatest minds in the security policy business, the special forces in the war of ideas at Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome to Secure Freedom Radio. This is Frank Gaffney, your host and guide for what I think of as an intelligence briefing on the war for the free world. And there is nobody better, as far as I'm concerned, when it comes to matters of intelligence about this war, than one of its great champions, that is to say, one of America's great champions, freedom's great champions. He is the former chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, these days a Shulman Fellow at the superb Investigative Project on Terrorism. I'm talking about, of course, former Congressman Pete Hoekstra. Congressman, welcome back. It's so good to have you.
Frank, it's always good to be with you. Thank you.
Well, as the former chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, I have to start by asking you, what did you think of the hearing that your committee had earlier this week with Jim Comey, the director of the FBI, and Admiral Mike Rogers, the guy running the National Security Agency?
I wanted to jump through my TV and get on the dais and start asking some questions.
Yeah, I wish you had been able to.
I mean, Comey is, with all the stuff that he did last cycle, the presidential election cycle with Hillary, and we're investigating, we're not, she didn't do anything wrong, she's reckless. You know, he's pretty much ruined his credibility, and he reinforced that on Monday when he said, I can reveal to you that we are investigating Russia and the Trump campaign, and we've been doing that for 7 months. And at the same time, he couldn't tell us whether there was an investigation, ongoing investigation in the area where we know the law has been broken, where there have been felonies, with the leaks of the CIA, of Michael Flynn and those types of things. And it's kind of like, I don't like Comey rules, okay, where he just makes up his own rules and moves forward. And it was good television, but not much new information.
Well, but what made it particularly bizarre was he did, in the course of that testimony, as I understand it, acknowledge that he didn't have any evidence that there actually was any kind of collusion between the Russians and the Trump team. So, as you say, they're looking under the lamplight, not where the keys were actually dropped, to use that old metaphor. They're certainly not focusing, it would seem, on the actual felonious activity. We're told today, Congressman, I'd just like to get your quick reaction to this, that the former campaign chairman of the Trump campaign, a decade plus before, had actually been touting his ability to engage and influence operations on behalf of a Russian oligarch. Do you think that has any bearing on the questions that these investigative committees on the Hill are supposed to be examining, namely, did the Russians influence this election and specifically work with the Trump team for that purpose?
I don't think so. Okay. I think that this is going to be much ado about something, because clearly, if you're in the world of international business, finance, or whatever, you're going to be doing business with Russians. You're going to be doing business with Chinese, with the Brits, the French, and those types of things. These are just, most of this is just normal, ongoing things that people who are trying to make a living do. We may or may not like it. We may or may not like some of these individuals or their ethics and some of these things. And we think, wow, they're no longer, being pro-America. They're pro whoever they are in their own business interests and their own selfish business interests. And, but that doesn't make this stuff illegal.
Or necessarily implicate people that he worked with a decade later. This is really the crux of the question. There seems to be, as Mike Morrell, a man you've known well for a long time, former acting director of the CIA, has attested to, there's a lot of smoke, but there's no fire. There's no flame. There's not even a spark.
Yeah, there's two people that were very, Mike Morrell was a big Hillary campaign supporter and very anti-Trump. Same, I think, with James Clapper. And they both have come out, and James Clapper was still the director of national intelligence when he said there doesn't appear to be any evidence of collusion between the Trump campaign and the Russians. Mike Morrell has verified it. If those two guys are saying it, I don't necessarily agree with them very often.
Let me just ask you, Congressman Hoekstra, about one other piece of the Comey testimony. Rush Limbaugh picked up on it yesterday, namely that the Russians, according to the FBI's assessment, did not give WikiLeaks the Podesta file. John Podesta, the former chairman of the Hillary Clinton campaign. Very embarrassing when all of that email came out, of course. But he said, as I recall, if they did it, they did it through a cutout. One thing that occurs to me is there seems to be at least one other party who it seems likely had access to that Podesta file, who may or may not have given it to the Russians or given it to WikiLeaks or to anybody else, but at least ought to be the object of some very close scrutiny. And as best I can tell, that's not what's afoot at the moment. Could you talk a little bit about this, for want of a better term, the House Democratic Information Technology Systems scandal that is underway now, and specifically this fellow Imran Awan, who had access to Debbie Wasserman Schultz's iPad with the DNC passwords on it?
Yeah, what you had is it appears three individuals who were hired by a group of Democrats on the Hill to provide their intelligence security or evaluate and implement security procedures for their cyberspace. And in each of these offices, these three individuals did that, and Debbie Wasserman Schultz was one of them. And these people have now been, I believe they've been indicted. And they were misusing government resources. I don't know all the features in here, but obviously these folks are, and they could have been detected very, very easily. Okay, but the House didn't have the systems in place. These congressional offices didn't have it in place. And what it highlights, Frank, is it highlights how bad our government is at cybersecurity. This was a huge breach and shows another way that this information could have gotten to WikiLeaks. These guys were interested in money. And anybody who said, God, I wonder how I can get into the DNC, it wouldn't have taken them long to find these folks and say, wow, these guys have access to Debbie Wasserman Schultz cyberspace. Wonder what's in there and wonder if they can help us.
And they may well, for all we know, Pete. And this is, again, one of the things that just seems to me to be crying out for a serious oversight investigation by the House itself is, were these guys tied into Pakistani intelligence, which, as you know, has been running operations on Capitol Hill in the past and would certainly have been very interested in getting into members of your old House Intelligence Committee, their cyberspace, as you say, foreign affairs, armed services, homeland security. All of these guys were being served, in a manner of speaking, by these Pakistani nationals. So, I mean, are we wrong in asking for this kind of serious oversight?
Oh, no. Because you've got in the government agencies, the executive branch, you've got Bradley Manning, you've got Snowden, you've got the CIA leaks, you've got what happened to Flynn. When James Comey and Mike Rogers are sitting in front of that committee, I can't believe that these guys are sitting there and they're not being challenged on their capabilities or lack of capabilities. And they sit up there and they say, with a high degree of certainty, they make these big statements and nobody says, excuse me, Mike Rogers, how do you know that we weren't spying on the Trump campaign? You've had these massive leaks. It means that you don't have control of your cyberspace. How do you know you don't have some people in your agency who maybe went rogue and were monitoring the Trump campaign? You had people in your agency that somehow – they captured Mike Flynn's conversation. They should have deep sixed it. They didn't. They spread the transcript. Someone leaked it. They unmasked it. Mr. Rogers, I'm sorry. I can't take you at your word for this. We have to investigate. And you're accountable to show us. And then you go to the House. What it really shows, and I think actually, Frank, there's an article out today where someone said at a conference last week, an official at the NSA says, we're not as good at cybersecurity as what the private sector is. we should be really, really scared by that kind of a statement.
Amen. Pete Hoekstra, I wish you had been on the dais asking these hard questions. They're needed, and your leadership up there is deeply, deeply missed at the moment. Thank you for joining us to talk about these things and for the great work you do, including a terrific piece recently in the Wall Street Journal about whether Americans can trust their spies. I commend it to all of our listeners. Come back to us again soon, if you would, sir. Next up, Diana West joins us. That and more straight ahead.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.